Friday night, cops. Todd and Sammy driving you home. We're live and local right across the coast. From Point Cartwright to Boreen Point, it's 92.7 Mix FM. Special guest town. We got a dog in here, we got a kid, we got a mum, and we got our mate Phil from Compass. We're talking Compass Assistance Dogs. CompassInc.org.au is the website. Hey, good to have you here, Phil.
Glad to be here.
Now, tell us, we know because, I'm lucky enough to have a Compass dog, my little boy, in our lives, and Toddy and I are very honoured to be ambassadors for Compass, but for anyone who's been living under a rock, what does Compass do, and particularly your assistance dogs?
What they do is, it sounds cliched, I know, but they're absolutely life-changing. I've been blown away by how much difference these dogs make to these kids' lives.
So who are the kids that the dogs are paired up with?
Currently, we're focusing on kids on the autism spectrum.
Okay, and they're usually about 6, 7, 8 years of age?
Oh, listen, early intervention is definitely the way to go. Having said that, we have placed dogs with people in their teens.
Yeah, okay. And what's some of my little boy sleeps through the night better now, which you witnessed when we were lucky enough to get Major, our dog, who the Marucci RSL sponsored. He never had slept a night in his life till he was 7 years of age, and then you bring Major to a house and life changed for the better. What's some other stories that you can tell us that there's been these massive changes?
What you say is actually quite typical. It's not just the difference it makes to the kids, it's the difference it makes to the families. And what you say is, I hear a lot, is sleep deprivation is an issue for a lot of these kids. Get the dog sleeps all the way through to the alarm clock, which is fantastic. Makes a huge difference to the families.
Is there, in your program, assistance cats? I'll answer that. The answer is no, because cats are a-holes. As if a cat would assist anything. Cats don't care, do they, Phil?
I'm with you.
Yes, that's why, Sammy, there's no cats for the blind, there's no guide cats and no assistance cats. Please support Compass because we do love everything that they do. My little mate Jacob's in the chair and on the air. Say hi to Sammy for me.
Hi, Sammy. How's it going?
Hi, Jacob. It's going good, legend. Thanks for coming in. Tell us about your dog, Jacob.
Oh, Daisy, he's going great. He's normally going fine. And some reason, he loves eating carrots. When I gave him a carrot, he just takes it in. Heads out to the backyard and eats it.
Wow, this could be the first ever vegan Labrador.
Yep, he's my pal for life.
Oh, he's your pal for life. And what do you do together, Jacob? What sort of stuff?
I snuggle with him. I even brush him. I feed him, and I give him his dental stick.
Yeah, oh, they're good because otherwise his breath smells a bit like it's come from Satan's backside, right?
You're a good dog owner, Jacob. We might ask your mum, Juanita. Jacob's mum, Juanita, what difference has Diesel made to your family life since he's come into Jacob's life?
Similar to you, Sammy, sleep was a big thing for us. So Jacob had night terrors before Diesel, and he would wake up every 20 to 40 minutes. He'd be asleep, but everybody else in the family would be awake.
Great.
So I hadn't had a full night's sleep in years. Until Diesel came along, and neither had Jacob's brothers really. Jacob had, but his brothers were quite tired in the morning. So that was one big difference. But also Jacob likes to keep to himself and his own company, and Diesel helped him access the world. So things that he can do now is go to the movies, go to the grocery store, go to school assembly, which he used to find overwhelming, or awards, places where there's a lot of people, crowds, pretty much anything that any other child can do, Jacob can now do.
What do you say about Compass, Juanita, to people who are, thinking maybe we'll apply to have one of these?
I feel a bit emotional, to be honest, because it did more than just bring Diesel into our lives. It restored our hope as a family. So amazing company. So many people go into giving an opportunity like this to families and children. So it's the people who help care for the dogs as puppies, the breeders, it starts before that, the trainers, the people who sponsor the dogs, the ongoing training that we receive. Yeah. Life can be quite different when special needs come along, and it is special, there's good things.
They always say that a dog is man's best friend. The only thing is, a dog can't pick you up from the airport. So you need to get a backup plan as well. So you've got to have your dog, Diesel, as your best friend, and then a second best friend, okay, mate? Mm-hmm. Who can drive a car?
Oh, a person.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We'll talk. But it's so great to have you guys in, Juanita and Jacob. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Phil, how do we get on board, mate? Let's get to the website, compass.org.au. Let's get people sponsoring. Let's get people hands-on and helping, yeah?
Absolutely. The more people we get sponsoring these dogs, the more kids get the dogs. It's as simple as that.
Yep, dogs, Sammy. Hear that again? Dogs.
Hey, you can like dogs and cats. Jacob, thank you. You have filled our buckets and made
You're
our
welcome.
Week. Coming in with Diesel, your big legend. Thank you, Anita. Thank you, Phil, too.
And thanks for having me.
Todd and Sammy for the drive home. Check out their podcast now at mixfm.com.au. Put it up.